This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. authorities have arrested two suspected Chinese government agents in connection with an alleged plot by Beijing to disrupt and ultimately topple the exiled anti-communist Falun Gong spiritual movement. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
John Chen and Lin Feng were charged in an indictment unsealed Friday. Prosecutors in New York say they paid bribes to revoke Falun Gong's tax-exempt status, but they unknowingly bribed an undercover officer posing as an IRS agent. Prosecutors say recorded phone calls show Chen and Feng discussing instructions from Chinese officials. Information on a court appearance or lawyers who could speak on their behalf wasn't immediately available. Messages seeking comment were left with the Chinese embassy in Washington and Falun Gong. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Democratic and Republican negotiators in the U.S. said they were hopeful of reaching a deal to raise the federal government's $31.4 trillion debt ceiling and avert a disastrous default, with talks expected to resume Saturday. Time is tight. The Treasury Department on Friday said the government would run short of funds to pay all its bills on June 5th without congressional action. A slightly later but firmer deadline than its prior forecast of default as early as June 1st. Ukraine struck oil pipeline installations deep inside Russia Saturday with a series of drone attacks, including on a station serving the vast Druzhba oil pipeline that sends Western Siberian crude to Europe. That's according to Russian media. The Ukrainian Defense Ministry did not immediately respond to a request for comment on Saturday. For more stories, please check us out online at voanews.com. This is VOA News. NATO on Saturday urged Kosovo to dial down tensions with Serbia a day after its government forcibly accessed municipal buildings to install mayors in ethnic Serb areas in the north of the country. The resulting clashes on Friday between Kosovan police and protesters opposed to the ethnic Albanian mayors prompted Serbia to put its army on full combat alert and to move units closer to the border. The United States will mark Memorial Day on Monday, a solemn day of remembrance and a day filled with sales, barbecue, and travel. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
Memorial Day is supposed to be about mourning the nation's fallen military service members, but it also kicks off summer travel season, super sales on everything from mattresses to lawnmowers, and months of barbecuing. The nation first observed what was then called Decoration Day on May 30, 1868, after Civil War veterans called for decorating war graves with flowers. But just over 100 years later, Time magazine said the holiday had become a three-day nationwide hootenanny that seems to have lost much of its original purpose. Retired Navy SEAL Jason Redman, who fought in Iraq and Afghanistan, says he'll be thinking on Memorial Day of the friends he lost, and he wants Americans to remember the fallen, but also to enjoy themselves, knowing that lives were sacrificed to create this holiday. I'm Rita Foley.
Also in the U.S., two more members of the Oath Keepers were sentenced for their roles in the Capitol riot. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Army veteran Jessica Watkins was sentenced to 8 years in prison. Another Army veteran, Kenneth Harrelson, received a four-year sentence. They were acquitted of the most serious charge, seditious conspiracy. Harrelson was the group's ground team lead on the day of the riot. Watkins formed a separate Ohio-based militia group, recruiting people to join. Watkins tearfully apologized and described herself as just another idiot running around the Capitol on January 6th. Harrelson broke down in tears as well, saying he has totally demolished his life. A day earlier, the leader of the Proud Boys, Stuart Rhodes, was sentenced to 18 years in prison for seditious conspiracy, the longest sentence yet in a Capitol riot case. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Pope Francis on Saturday resumed audiences following a bout of fever that forced him to skip them on Friday. A Vatican schedule of his appointments for the day showed that he had received one Vatican-based archbishop and four groups. For more stories, please check us out online at voanews.com. I'm Laurel Bowman, VOA News.